you say that case number again, please, Diane?
25314.
Thank you.
Would you identify yourself for the record?
Good morning. Yes, I will. Sergeant Brianna Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E. I'm here on behalf of the Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
Thank you. And sir?
Good morning. Michael Brown on behalf of Keyshawn Taylor, the appellant here.
Thank you.
Ready?
We do not have an appearance letter for you, so I'll need that.
Can I send it to you?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry about that.
Who did you say?
A letter's okay?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember there was a form.
Yeah,
Michael Brown.
Okay, thank you.
The summary of your case.
Yes, ma'am. On 2/28/24, the appellant became the subject of a risk protection order, and as of this morning, the appellant is still under the prohibitor that is associated with that risk protection order, and therefore is an automatic disqualifier, and I don't believe that the board can find in the appellant's favor at this time.
Do you have a summary of your case, sir?
Yes, the facts put forward in the refusal were subject of an erased record for Mr. Taylor. I was understanding that the protection order had expired, but that might be incorrect information.
Yeah, no, I ran him this morning. It's still in the federal prohibitor database, so the it doesn't expire. It has to be petitioned to be removed. So in order to have that order removed, you have to petition the court yourself. It doesn't just automatically fall off.
I'm just withdrawing. Can I just one moment?
Of course.
I think we got So we would like to either withdraw the appeal or continue it to do the petition. I think it was understand that it didn't actually have a hearing, but that's to be done in the courts and not here, so.
We'll allow a withdrawal.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And we'll reapply.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.